Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, REM, for that beautiful song, which in fact inspired the column this week and today's topic. I'm Bruce Allen, and you can find me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, S-A-M-S, like Pastor Drew Sams, because it is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 6 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they are expecting a baby. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to have a regular feature. I want an update on your baby's health and well-being and what's going on.
Boy, whole world I never knew existed. Detailed ultrasounds yesterday.
Yeah.
Boy, it was about half an hour. They even recorded on DVD. It's like, you go to Disneyland and you go on a ride and then you get your photo taken.
Right.
Everything now they can record and you can watch later.
Yeah, so your child will have a video of him or herself before they're even actually out in the world.
Yeah, now here's the odd thing. So our child 17 weeks along in the womb. And my wife, I don't know if she's just saying this, but I kind of saw it. She said, Drew, the profile looks just like you.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to show you. That could just be her and the...
I love that.
The excitement, seeing things.
It is exciting, it's no doubt. And I'm so excited and happy for you. But turning to our topic today. Empathy. Everybody hurts. It was inspired by not only the REM song that we both adore. We're going to hear the Coors version at the end of this segment and the beginning of the next one. But it was also inspired tragically by a lot of recent events that took place in our community. The tragic suicide of two kids, one of whom I learned later you presided at his funeral. So where would you like to go with today's topic? Not so cheery, but very, very important, and especially important around Thanksgiving and the holidays when we need to reach out to others that may not have the same comfort and support that we do.
Well, let me first say, and I know that often we can turn into just, congratulating each other as our relationship has blossomed over the years, but I just want to say this is, I think, a fantastic article that you've written, Bruce. There's not only some very poignant observations, but some really great advice, and I read it early in the week, and I reread it again this morning. And so, for those who haven't read it, I would encourage them. I'm going to put it on my Facebook today.
Oh, thank you.
As a link, because there's just so much truth throughout. Just your first point that empathy is a gift from God, and I shared at the memorial service for the young man 2 weeks ago who passed away, and I said that we as a society don't really know how to grieve very well. We don't talk about feelings often. And I think that in the busyness of our life, we tend to just either bury it or cover it up or numb it away with a substance or with, getting busy with work. And those emotions, especially as you're going through a really rough time, are natural and are human.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to just say, okay, this is a human thing that I'm struggling. As REM wrote, everybody hurts. And to be able to share that with one another is so key, really so key. And so when you said empathy is a gift from God, I love to use the word compassion, kind of interchangeably with empathy. And I guess the root of the word compassion comes from two Latin words that literally means to suffer with. And this idea that you're not just having pity on somebody from afar, but literally you're stepping into their world, into their suffering, getting right down next to them, and giving them hope, because you're going to walk with them, hopefully, through it and out of it.
And I was telling our listeners that I spoke to friends of mine today who are going through some rough times, and it wasn't easy, frankly. I kind of wanted to get off the phone. I could hear the pain in their voice. But I disciplined myself to say, don't be selfish, okay? This is part of what you need to do if you're a good friend and you care about people. And sometimes doing that, reaching out, is not fun, using that word that doesn't really apply. But it is important, and you will feel better in the long run.
Yeah, it's so true. Your last section of your article where you said, nothing replaces real life And I was reminded of something that the head of my doctoral program says often, Leonard Sweet. He says, we need to remember that there is, and this is, sounds odd, I'll say it and then I'll explain it, but there is the resistance of the real. And, you know, you hear that, and what does that mean? Mm. And he says, when you're with somebody in as you say, real life, you know, face-to-face, I can put my hand on your shoulder, and I can, and you can feel that. There's resistance there in a positive way. I can give you a hug. I can give you a handshake. We can't do that over the phone. We can't do that through a text message or through social media. And how important it is in a world where everybody hurts, how much we need to be embraced sometimes in real life, how much we need a pat on the back, a hug, or a, you know, just a shoulder to cry on. And we have less and less opportunity for appropriate human touch that's even more needed today as we interact more and more virtually.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Sometimes that physical touch and that actual reaching out, the what you were referring to, for those that haven't read the column, was the difference between relationships that are virtual and meeting and actually connecting with people physically. And you took it one step further, literally as far as a hug, which might be something someone needs. So I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when I reached out to the couple friends of mine that I spoke about earlier, I did what a lot of people do. Oh, yeah, if you need anything, call me, that sort of thing at the end. And what was actually really gratifying is literally seconds after I hung up the phone, the woman called me and said, you know, I really do need a man's point of view. Can we get together? And I said, well, when do you want it? Tomorrow? And I just said to myself, that's what I called for, that reason, come through and deliver.
See, that's such a great example, I think, of compassion. You're going beyond pity, and you're making yourself available to enter into the reality of what's going on in their life. You said, let's get together and talk. And I think that what a great thing for parents with their teens who are going through tough seasons. Even parents, as they see other peers, their kids, stuff that's going through, there's ways I think we can make ourselves available in this world where everybody hurts.
Well, it's that time of season where I think it's really even extra important to reach out. The holidays bring up a lot of emotions, and sometimes troubling emotions for people. So it's ironic to take this somewhat heavy topic for this time of year, but I think it's valuable.
Yeah, and even this time of year, as you think about family get-togethers and meals, you know, I know couples or families that are very intentional about inviting people over who don't have a family, who maybe don't have a place to go.
A beautiful thing to do.
They just have them over and make them part of the family for that evening.
It's a great thing to do. We are out of time, Pastor Drew. Quickly tell our listeners where they can find you.
Well, I'm blogging right now at wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com. Thank you, Pastor Drew.
As always,
have
a pleasure.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We have your special show next week, and I will talk to you in two.
Looking forward to that.
All right, it's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view.